And now, it's BC Food and Wine Radio, live from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Now, here's Anthony Gismondi.
I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too.
Hello, British Columbia, and welcome to today's show. We're on location at Orofino Vineyard in the spectacular Similkameen, the wild Similkameen Valley, I would say. Our hosts are John and Virginia Weber, co-owners here of Orofino Vineyards. John and Virginia, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for hosting.
Thanks for having us.
You have a lovely valley here.
We do.
And you've been around, so is this the 20th now? You're having quite a big celebration this year.
This is the 20th vintage we've produced wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been here since 2001, but first vintage that we produced was 03.
Yeah. I think I know the answer, but it seems a lot different today than it was 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when we came, there was
a flashing light.
Yeah, a flashing light.
Pretty much.
Three wineries in existence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And and then it slowly grew. We had an opportunity to start making some wine in 03 and went for it, built our place in 04 and opened up with about 550 cases in 2005.
Yeah.
So, and then slowly progressed from there.
And I mean, it's a steep learning curve to get into the wine business from scratch.
Yeah. I mean, we both grew up in Saskatchewan. We moved here from Saskatchewan mm-hmm. and it just became all-encompassing, and fear of failure is a strong motivator.
Yeah, no, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
Well, and you're a green winery, Virginia. Was it from the start your idea to be as green as possible?
Mm-hmm. Well, our valley is full of organic producers. Mm-hmm. In fact, we're the organic capital of Canada. So that ethos is just naturally in the Similkameen Valley. When we were looking at construction options for our winery, we explored straw bale construction, which is super eco-friendly, superior insulation, and it just made a lot of sense. Mm. And it fits in with the ethos. We also have solar panels, so everything is run with energy from the sun.
Way ahead of the curve, too. Like, we're talking about 20 years ago and the growth of all that. And has it stood up? The straw bale, has it been a good investment?
Surprisingly for us, the design was better than, because we'd never designed anything like that before. And that worked out pretty well. And the actual construction has been more than I expected. Yeah. It's amazing.
Our guests are John and Virginia Weber. They're co-owners here at Orofino Vineyards. We are now in one of your guest houses, or this is the house. There's suites. Tell us a bit about now what you've done here on the property
mm-hmm.
and what's available.
So we purchased an additional 3 acres of land next mm-hmm. to the original winery property, where we planted Gamay, and we also needed to plant warehouse barrel space, and so we put a couple suites on top.
Mm.
So we're going into our 8th year renting those suites out for vacationers. We have a 1-bedroom and a 2-bedroom overlooking the vineyard. They're 1,000 square feet each. And the mountains, yeah. It's true Similkameen landscape. You can prepare anything you want to in the suites. They're fully stocked. And now we've just opened our 3-bedroom guest house last year. It was a soft opening, and this year we're mm-hmm. full on. Located right beside the winery and overlooking our home vineyard. There's so many things to do in our valley and lots of things for people to do.
Yeah.
We have a 2-night minimum stay.
Yep.
And you could easily spend a lot longer than 2 nights. We have a lot of culinary things happening in the valley. We've got 2 restaurants within walking distance of our suites.
You actually have a river that people drive by and just sort of ignore, which is also can be explored many different ways as well on the hot days. And there's a few of those here.
A few.
Yeah.
Yeah, super hot.
Yeah, it's a great location. So also you were mentioning earlier that if you join the wine club, then mm-hmm. you can get a discount on staying in the suites or...
Absolutely. All of our wine club members receive a 10% discount on any stay. We have a very active wine club. Mm-hmm. We have 2 shipments a year People either choose 6-bottle or 12-bottle, and either red, white, or mixed. And our team chooses the wines that go in those packages. So those members also have access to any events that we hold at the winery or elsewhere.
And 20th anniversary, there are some events coming up. Tell us at least about when they'll be released or how people can go.
Yeah, we're just about to put it out to the public to let them know what's going on. We've got three different dinners happening over the summer booked. We've got leading off is Mark Filito from Waterfront and in Kelowna's coming down to do a long table dinner here. And then Tatsuya from STEM Eatery will be out here in July. He's been here before and it just blew everybody away. So that's tons of fun. And then Angus Ann from May Nam is going to be here in August. So people have come for a number of years to experience those dinners here.
I would sign up for any of those dinners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you must be a Riesling producer to get those kind of people to come here and cook outside. It's very spectacular, though, to spend an evening out in the vineyard there.
Yeah. It's pretty magical. It's a big, long table that we put people at. It's 35 to maybe 45 people tops and very intimate. We pull out our best wines from past vintages and really treat people, and it's super fun.
Yeah. Orofino Vineyards people, get online, Google that, and have a look at what they've got planned this year, and maybe book the space. I guess the space is going quickly now that the word is out.
Yeah, we do have space in our guest house, so it's great for like three couples, very comfortably sleep six.
Super.
Or a family. The suites are getting pretty booked up, but there is some availability left.
Okay, John and Virginia Weber, they're the co-owners of Orofino Vineyards and our host today at our stop, our Grape Escape here in the Similkameen Valley. John, you're going to stick around. We're going to come back and talk about wine. And we're going to talk about magbags.
Magbags.
Get ready for that, folks. This is BC Food and Wine Radio. I'm Anthony Gismondi. We'll be right back.
There's more to come from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Presented in part by Clippers Organic Acres. Online at clippersorganics.com.
There's a million reasons to visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie State Winery. Kick things off with a modestly fabulous wine experience on our tasting room terrace, now open for wine season. Tired of all that sommelier talk? Kick back and take in the breathtaking view with an ice-cold refreshment. If you listen carefully, you might even hear the bell tower in the distance. Visit the Modest Butcher at Mount Boucherie State Winery today.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan wine country. Plan your next trip around the Okanagan Spring Wine Festival, an exciting weekend of wine events. June 9th, experience the grand tasting at the Penticton Trade and Convention Center, featuring newly released wines from top BC wineries, along with incredible small bites and live entertainment. On the 10th and 11th, explore wine country with your taste passport, a curated program including 6 experiences at participating wineries. Go to visitpenticton.com for more upcoming festivals and events.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate high-altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at doñapaula.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi with 2 Minutes in Cowichan, and our guest is Kenzie Knight from Tourism Cowichan. Kenzie, I love the look of Chemainus. It's such a picturesque village nestled between the mountains and oceans. Tell us about what a day might look like in Chemainus.
I love it too, Anthony. Chemainus is a coastal town that has everything from artisan restaurants to a craft brewery, beaches, parks, trendy boutiques, and antique shops, to a variety of different events and festivals hosted throughout the year.
So it's great to visit in any season. What are some of the other highlights when you visit Chemainus?
Well, Chemainus is famous for its large collection of outdoor murals that depict the town's unique history. There are over 63 murals and various sculptures which can be seen on a self-guided walking tour. Just look for the painted footsteps on the sidewalk, which will lead you right to them.
I love that. It sounds like Chemainus has an incredible arts and culture scene.
Definitely. During the summer months, Chimenez hosts concerts in the park, a weekly Wednesday market where you can buy handmade local products. And also not to miss is the famous Chimenez Theatre, which offers some of the finest live professional theatre in Canada.
Okay. You also mentioned earlier that Chimenez has its very own craft brewery. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, Chimenez is home to an award-winning brewery, Riot Brewing. This is a super fun space to unwind and enjoy craft beer made right in town. During the summer, you can hang out on the huge outdoor patio. And they also host a variety of events, including live music, trivia, and comedy nights.
I also see you can bring your own food or order from local restaurants that will deliver to your table at no extra charge. Chimenez seems like a community worth visiting. Kenzie, thanks so much for taking us on the tour.
You're welcome, Anthony.
Make your own plan to visit at tourismcowichan.com. Till next time, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. On location from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia. Welcome back. Today we're on location at Orofino Vineyards, and our guest is John and Virginia Weber. They're co-owners of winemaker Orofino Vineyards. You're celebrating 20 years this year. If you were standing here 20 years ago, what would you tell yourself then, maybe, or would you have changed anything?
Making three different Rieslings is not the greatest marketing move.
But we love it.
But it's super fun. Yeah.
It's worth it.
It's very geek attracting. But Riesling, you were a champion of Riesling long before. Well, you know, we're all still waiting for the Riesling revolution, but it's such a great grape.
It's versatile. It's delicious. It shows where it's grown quite well, and it's hearty. So that, which is also a bit of a bonus.
Yeah. Well, they're really lovely Rieslings, and they're nice to taste when they get older too, as well.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, I want to get into the wine because often we run out of time. So let's start with the wine because there's something really interesting going on. Let's start with the rosé and then we'll talk about the packaging.
Sure. So the first wine we're pouring here is our Pots of Vineyard Cabernet Franc 2022. Mm-hmm. We've been working with this vineyard since 2016, and it's just a very, very interesting vineyard. It's grown around the corner. On a high elevation, cool site. So it's very, very different than pretty much anything else here in the valley. It's one of the last grapes we pick. We pick it 3 weeks before our Cap Franc here at our home vineyard. Mm. And yet we pick it at like 2021 bricks. So it's like three bricks less.
Yeah.
3 weeks later. So
you
different.
Can taste that, the freshness and the brightness in it.
Yeah.
But mostly you can taste the wildness in it.
Totally.
That is just the best. You know, the French love their Garrigue, but I think this flavor in this rosé just sets it off.
It's a really, really good food wine. It's got little notes of herbaceousness and watermelon and jalapeno notes is quite distinct on this wine. So and it always shows like that. It's 11.9% alcohol. The weight and the structure comes from true ripe phenolics, not alcohol.
No.
So
and people mistake rosé for a fun wine, but it's probably the hardest wine to make in many ways to get it to come out like this.
Yeah, it is. It's an art, and you have to find that you have to grow the grapes specifically to make this. That's ideal. And I mean, we found the perfect vineyard for this style, and we'll just keep doing this as long as we can.
Virginia, are you in charge of the color every year for this grape, or do you have to wait out there and say, this is it, get them out?
That's all nature.
Yeah. Wow, so beautiful. Okay, let's talk about this bag in front of us, because I think this is really interesting.
Yeah, so last year we started doing these stand-up 1.5 liter, what we're calling mag bags. Mm-hmm. We just think it's such a great way to package these fresh wines that are supposed to be drank within a year. So
It's freestanding. Yeah. There's no carton. There's just a bag.
No
here.
Box. Yes, yeah. I think bag in the box with no box and a little two finger handle. Perfect for traveling. Perfect for camping. Perfect for boating. Perfect for golfing. Perfect for hanging out on the pool.
And that's perfect for not oxidizing if you want to keep it for a few days or a week or two in the fridge or whatever. It'll be just fine as it collapses down.
Up to 3 weeks in the fridge, so you can have a nice fresh glass of wine for up to 3 weeks. It's terrific. And we've done this rosé, we've done a Pinot Green, we've done our Gamay as well, which suits that style really well.
And so the plan is to mostly make it available here at the winery, is that correct?
So currently we're keeping it all here for our guests here. It's such a big hit in the tasting room last year. And we'll do that again.
And for those who don't know, Magnum is 1,500 mil.
Yeah.
So you get a hefty bag of rosé.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is our premium wine. This is not second tier. It's not the traditional bag in the box stuff. This is it. So and
if you taste it side by side with the bottle,
no difference.
Can't tell the difference. I bet.
Mean, I'm pretty sure there's no difference between the two. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk PTG.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of these in ages.
Yeah.
I actually know what the long name is, but tell us a bit about it.
So, it's a field blend that we've done here. It's kind of a story of taking lemons and making lemonade. The 2.5 acre vineyard right by our property here was supposed to be 100% Gamay. There's a mistake at the nursery. There was mislabeled vines that showed up.
Yep.
And 3 years later, when we start to look at the grapes, it's like, oh, why is there Pinot Noir in here?
Yeah.
So we have a blend of Pinot Noir and Gamay instead of just 100% Gamay. And so we're just going to embrace it. And it's a long-standing style of wine out of Burgundy and Beaujolais.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a designated wine since 1937. So it's a true... kind of a what I would say is a vin de table. It's a little bit more structure than our Gamay is, but it's so juicy and fresh. I think you can pick out both varietals. I have no idea what percentages of our. I don't really care. It all gets picked together, grown together, picked together, fermented, wild fermented together, and then put into bottle.
Passe du grain.
Passe du grain.
Yeah. It's I think vines. I'm a believer that vines talk to each other anyway. So once they're all mixed in there, there's some party going on.
And yeah.
I mean, the Portuguese are the best at that.
Yeah.
And I think it's so natural.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's turned out really great, and it's currently my favorite wine that we're selling. Just it suits BC very well. I think it suits our food. I think it suits our region, and it's juicy and fun, yet it's got enough structure to match with a lot of stuff. So
you're a small winery. I mean, you're the perfect footprint for a true boutique winery. Been a tough winter here.
Yeah,
things look not great across the valley. How are you coping, and what's sort of the strategy moving forward? What are some of the steps now to keep it going?
Yeah, it's super tough winter across the board, I think. So right now we're kind of just watching the vines to see what we're going to get. For the most part, we're seeing quite a bit of growth from the bottom, which will probably mean just a one-year crop loss.
Which means the vine is still alive.
Exactly, yeah. And so we'll just retrain. Next year we'll have a couple of cordons and be able to get some grapes. I mean, if everything works out well.
Be like 2003.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
But now you're really smart.
Yeah, we'll try to figure it out now. Yeah. So there's lots of things going on, and we'll just see how it goes. This is kind of a little bit unprecedented in that we actually lost a couple of blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Or our old vines, some of them were planted back in '89, didn't fare very well.
Yeah.
So
it'd be tough to say goodbye to them if you have to.
Yeah, it is. It's. Yeah, it is. It's not easy. And some, you know, we do a lot of single vineyard, you know, our old vines Riesling.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens to that.
Well, we're hoping for the best. We've already seen some changes in the Okanagan in the week that we were there. Mm-hmm. Some things that were just barren and they're sprouting now. So there's still time to see what the final story will be. But it's farming. You know that. Yeah. And I'm sure that you'll make it through. This is a fantastic spot, folks. We're broadcasting from one of the units you can rent here, and you want to come here and rent and walk around, grab a bike, go down to the river and have a lot of fun, and then spend the evenings out here under the stars drinking Orofino out of a mag bag.
Sure, why not? That's what I do.
John and Virginia, thanks so much for joining us today and hosting us. Plenty more to come on the show, but we've really enjoyed our catch-up with you and our stay here at Orofino.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thanks for coming.
That was John Weber and Virginia Weber. They're the co-owners of Orofino Vineyards, and we're coming to you from their winery in the spectacular and very wild Similkameen Valley. Stick around. More to come. Michael Clark, the winemaker at Clos du Soleil Estate Winery, joins us next on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
There's more to come from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Presented in part by Clippers Organic Acres. Online at clippersorganics.com.
Penticton, the hub of the South Okanagan. A perfect place for a summer road trip. Enjoy outdoor adventures and reward yourself after a day of activities with a visit to one of over 80 area wineries, cideries, and distilleries, or 8 craft breweries. Experience fantastic, locally sourced restaurants and gorgeous patios, too. It's the perfect destination for a summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Meet, greet, eat. Make your next event one to remember. Whether it's business or family, the newly renovated conference and event center at the Watermark Beach Resort in Osoyoos has options for any occasion. From intimate gatherings to large celebrations, indoor or lakeside, you'll find everything you need at the Watermark. And when it's time to relax, enjoy breathtaking views as you savor the local flavors of 15 Park Bistro. Open daily for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Find out more at watermarkbeachresort.com.
Discover award-winning wines in the stunning Okanagan Valley at Tin Horn Creek Winery, the ultimate destination for wine lovers. Enjoy relaxed tasting experiences featuring premium wines sourced from the Golden Mile, or embark on a one-of-a-kind sensory adventure with a black glass blind tasting. And for delicious Mediterranean-inspired cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, Miradoro Restaurant is waiting. Good food, great wine, unforgettable memories. Tin Horn Creek Winery. Visit tinhorn.com.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate high-altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at doñapaula.com.
Welcome to The Loops. When you love something, you want to do it again and again. Here in Kamloops, you can do laps on your mountain bike or play another round of golf. And when you're ready, welcoming eateries will gladly bring out budget-friendly second helpings or refills. Later on, you can raise the roof for a melodic encore before tucking into a comfy bed, then waking up to discover something new to do all over again. That's what we mean by Welcome to The Loops. Go to TourismKamloops.com to plan your next road trip to The Loops.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and after 4 decades in the wine business, I know that the wine you like is always the best one for you. Anyone who tells you differently is simply wrong. The trick is how to get there. My advice? Try as many different wines as possible to discover your favorites. We evaluate about 3,000 wines a year at GismondiOnWine.com to help you sort through the clutter in the market, and we make it easy to search through our results. After all, life is way too short to drink bad wine, so why not give us a go at GismondiOnWine.com?
This is BC Food and Wine Radio, on location from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, British Columbia, and welcome to the BC Food and Wine Radio Show. We're on location today at Orofino Vineyards. In the Similkameen Valley, our next guest is Michael Clark. He's just come down the road from Clos du Soleil Estate Winery, a really spectacular site tucked up against the mountains here in Similkameen. Michael, how are you today?
I'm very good.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's always nice to talk with you.
You made it through the winter.
I did. It was a long winter, but yeah, the summer's arrived.
We have to have a bit of a smile about the winter, but I was going to start out asking what's new in the vineyards, but I was thinking more about being certified organic, and let's start with that anyways.
Yeah, so organic practices have always been a very important part of the viticultural practices at Clos du Soleil, and we're really happy to announce that our final vineyard was certified organic just a few months ago. So now 100% of our vineyards are.
Yeah, that's La Côte.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just a few hundred meters from our original estate winery.
I remember walking through that vineyard with you, and you were telling me what you were going to do there, and now it's already this time. That's amazing.
The years go by quickly.
Yeah. Well, you've been following a lot of practices. Are you biosphere committed as well? Is that part of what you're doing? And could you quickly explain that to our listeners?
Yes. So the Biosphere is a program which we joined, I guess, about a year and a half ago. And it's part of an overall commitment to environmentalism at Clos du Soleil. Mm-hmm. Right from, well, for over 15 years now, we've been organic and biodynamic at Clos du Soleil, which is really about growing the highest quality grapes possible. But greater than that is the fact that all of us as individuals and also as businesses really need to think carefully about what we are doing to or for the environment. And so the biosphere is part of our commitment to look at every input into our business and really critically assess the environmental impact.
Mm-hmm. And how are you looking when you look at yourself?
Well, good, because we have had that philosophy right from the start, but there are always ways to improve.
Yeah.
And so every year we're trying to do something new.
And do people notice it? Do your customers notice it? Or
they do. I think it becomes increasingly important to consumers to know about the product that they're putting in their body or wine, and also the ethical stance of the company itself. Mm-hmm. But really, we're doing it because we think it's the right thing to do. It's not marketing for us.
Yeah, good for you. Well, you brought two wines today. I always like to get to them so we have time to get through them. And we're going to start with a 2022 Pinot Gris from Clos du Soleil. Which is a snappy looking, this is a winemaker's series. Maybe you could start with that. What does that mean at Clos du Soleil?
Yeah, so at Clos du Soleil, right from the start when we were founded in 2006, we've always seen ourselves as specialists in Bordeaux varieties, both white like Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon, and the red Bordeaux varieties like Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon and so on. The winemaker series is for anything that falls outside of that core portfolio. So sometimes they're one-off, small lot experimental wines. Sometimes it's a different variety. So the Pinot Gris is a perfect example of that. It's grown at our Whispered Secret Vineyard, another vineyard that's certified organic. It's down by the river, the Similkameen River. Mm. It's a cooler site, which helps preserve this really vibrant acidity. And I just love the Pinot Gris from there.
Yeah. We're much different. Like, of course, many people here would be familiar with Pinot Grigio from northern Italy, but that's not what's happening in BC. It's a completely different animal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this Clos du Soleil Pinot Gris stands out from a lot of the other Pinot Gris because there are so many in British Columbia. My goal as winemaker at Clos du Soleil is to make sure that every single wine I produce tells a story about the place it comes from.
Yep.
And when I taste this Pinot Gris, at least to me, it tastes like the Whispered Secret Vineyard. It tastes like that cool, stony Similkameen soil.
Yeah, but lovely wine.
Thank you.
And, you know, it seems trite to say, but it's a fantastic food wine. Just tasting it right away, I know exactly what I want to have with this wine because it's kind of like the squeeze of lemon that I need on my food.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Yeah, it's dry. It's crisp. It works really well as a food wine.
Okay, that was the Clos du Soleil. That's the winemaker series, Whisper Secret Vineyard, available $24.90. So nice little price for that wine. Now the next wine, the Signature 2020, a wine that always fooled me in the beginning. I thought it was your signature wine. It is your signature wine, but it's not your signature wine. But it's a fantastic value, this wine. It's been consistently good for quite a while. Let's talk about 2020. just the vintage itself, because I've been thinking and telling listeners lately that it seems to be expanding in the bottle and really, really pushing out now.
Yeah, so the 2020 vintage of Signature is a new release for us, released just a few weeks ago. And it, as you're alluding to, it was a beautiful vintage pretty much everywhere in British Columbia, certainly in the Smelkameen Valley. The we had perfect ripening conditions, a long, even growing season, and you can really sense it in the wine. At Clos du Soleil, we aim for a sense of delicacy and elegance in all of our wines. So you have that here, but at the same time, it's still very expressive, almost perfumed on the nose.
It's got a little bit of everything in a very subtle way. There's a little bit of dark chocolate. There's a little bit of licorice. There's a fantastic silky texture to the tannins. Maybe the concrete is involved in that, or because it's very different than a lot of red wines from here.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way the 2020 has turned out. It's young now, but I think it's perfectly balanced in its youth. Mm-hmm. It's easy to enjoy right now, but it certainly has cellar potential.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, having talked to many people about, of course, the difficult winter and what will clearly be lower yields and less crops for the next year or two, I was thinking that joining a wine club might be the best way to secure any wines, but your club's really so successful. Can we still get in, or how? Where are you at with that?
Well, I completely agree with your recommendation about looking at clubs, because it's one of the ways to actually ensure that you can get access to wines, and that's going to become increasingly important. The club at Clos du Soleil is still open, most of the tiers. However, we're nearing capacity, and so if people are interested, now is the time to look at it. It's very flexible. It's two shipments a year. People can join and then quit at any time that they want. There's no particular commitment. And there are a variety of different tiers. So for people who want just whites or reds or mix, less wine, more wine, there's every possibility.
They can do what they want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that. And you're open 7 days a week now. You've been for a while. Is it 10 to 5? Is that the hours at Clos du Soleil?
Yeah, exactly. It's off to a great start, the tourist season so far. The spring now is actually an ideal time to come, because it's not quite as busy as in the summer months.
And what do people get, or what can they do when they come for a tasting? How does that work?
Well, the thing that we really pride ourselves on at Clos du Soleil is teaching people about our wines, about our land. And so when they come into our tasting room, chances are that the person behind the counter is somebody who works with me helping to make the wine. Mm-hmm. So you're really learning firsthand about what goes
into our
winemaking.
I like that.
If I'm there in the back doing work, people are welcome to wander around, say hi to me, ask me what I'm doing. We really try to be open about everything we're doing.
Yeah. Well, you've got quite a spectacular site going. Are you looking for any vineyards at the moment? I know it's tight everywhere, but there's always opportunities, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, at Clos du Soleil, we've had really steady growth over the 16 years that we've been around. We started with one 10-acre vineyard, and we're now up to four vineyards, and then we also have a few growers who grow for us in the valley. We're always looking for opportunities to expand, but it's always being a question of doing it slow and steady at Clos du Soleil, so that we don't lose the focus on what's important, which is the wine we're making.
Keep the ethos going.
Exactly.
Michael, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us today on the show.
Oh, thank you. I always enjoy it.
Michael Clark, he's the winemaker at Clos du Soleil Estate Winery. We're coming to you from Orofino Vineyards. It's our Similkameen Valley, a grape escape. Plenty more to come on the show. Don't go away. Up next, Charlie Basler. He joins us. He's the co-owner and winemaker at Corselette Estate Winery.
There's more to come from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Presented in part by Clippers Organic Acres. Online at clippersorganics.com.
Attention wine connoisseurs. Iron Gate Auctions are bringing you the chance to indulge in some of the most exquisite back vintage wines from Canada's most exclusive private collections. Each bottle sold individually so you can pick and choose to your heart's content. With an average of 3,000 available per auction, there is something for everyone at all price points. And the best part? Inexpensive temperature-controlled delivery available right to your door. Visit irongateauctions.com to start bidding now.
Take your wine appreciation to the next level and become a rebel. Welcome to the Rebel Club at Liber Farm and Winery. As a Rebel member, you'll enjoy a regular shipment of exemplary Liber wines for your cellar, along with complimentary tastings and VIP treatment at the winery and more. And with the ease and convenience of online ordering, your wine will be shipped straight to your door. Discover more at liberfarm.com. Simply great wines.
Argentina, land of passion, craft, and wine. It's there, in the foothills of the mighty Andes, that Doña Paula Estates creates their distinctive Malbec. Intense violet in color with aromas of black fruits, violets, and spices. Sophisticated, ultra-premium, globally awarded. Doña Paula Estate High Altitude Malbec embodies everything that is Argentina. Doña Paula, a matter of altitude. Find out more at DoñaPaula.com.
Hello, I'm Anthony Gismondi, and this is Destination Langley, BC. Our guest is Erin Krebda. She's the Executive Director at Tourism Langley. Erin, there's so many things to explore in Langley, from farmers markets to classic car shows, music festivals, and it's all happening. With Father's Day approaching, any ideas on how to spend some time with Dad in Langley?
Sure, Anthony. There's definitely options to celebrate a father figure in your life in Langley, either by coming out that day or gifting an experience to enjoy another day. To see events happening that weekend, people can visit our website and look on the events page.
So for someone who wanted to gift a Langley experience, what would you suggest?
Well, a few ideas that would come to mind would be a round of golf. We have five courses that have incredible views. A cooking class at Well Seasoned Gourmet Food Store. Some gift cards to explore a few stops on the Langley Ale Trail, and that features eight craft breweries. Or tickets to the upcoming Sun and Soil concert series.
Okay, a concert. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, this is the second year Langley's hosting events in this series with our friends at Tourism Abbotsford. There'll be two concerts in Abbotsford, two in Langley, taking place at Roots and Wings Distillery in July and the Fraser Valley Cidery in August. And the concerts will showcase local musicians, local food and beverages in beautiful settings.
And tickets are available online?
That's right. There's a link on the Tourism Langley website to buy tickets, which includes the concert, drinks, and food.
Erin, those are all some great options. Anything else to add to the list for Father's Day available in Langley?
Sure. For a history buff, I'd suggest a visit to one of our local museums. And that includes the Fort Langley National Historic Site, the Telephone Museum, Canadian Museum of Flight, CN Rail Station, or the BC Farm Museum.
And the details for all these ideas are on your website.
That's right.
Erin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Anthony. I'll talk to you next time.
For more information, go to tourism-langley.ca. For Destination Langley, BC, I'm Anthony Gismondi.
It's BC Food and Wine Radio. On location from our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
You watch me.
Hello, British Columbia. We're on the road in the Similkameen Valley today, the super wild Similkameen Valley. We're on location at Orofino Vineyards, and our guest has come from just down the road. Charlie Bessler is a co-owner and winemaker at Corselet Estate Winery. Charles, how are you today?
Very good, thank you. Great to be here.
You're looking pretty serious over there.
Well, it's a serious time of the year.
Yeah, we saw you at the wine festival. We were talking about, you know, what was going on in the Similkameen, and now that we're here, it's tough, eh? It's been a tough winter.
It is. It's been a tough winter. We've been dealt a challenging card, yeah, for sure. So
you, I bet you already have a plan.
You know, I have to lean on our team, and I'm so grateful that we have an amazing system. We're acting very quickly on...
You said you're in the dirt already.
We're replanting. We're going to replant about 5 acres this year, and certainly put about another 5 to 10 on deck. There's still some life taking place in the vineyards, but it's not ideal, and we're looking for the opportunities to improve.
And you'll, but last year was quite a generous harvest, so people are at least going to have some wine to stretch maybe between the two vintages before they can finally catch up, I guess.
Yeah, reds will delay, and we can, like you described, kind of spread them out over a couple sales calendars. Mm-hmm. Our white wines, are hot on the market right now, and they're going fast, so that's kind of going to be where we're a little bit timid next year without entirely.
Yeah. Okay, well, I want to pick your brain on something else, because the Similkameen is becoming quite a hot spot, many more things to do here. What about eating in the Similkameen? Do you have restaurants that you like that you can actually talk about without getting in trouble?
Well, of course. I mean, we've got our watering holes, if you will. Yeah. You know, we got young kids, and so that's important for them.
Oh, where can we go with young kids?
Well, Crow's Nest for us, I mean, they got an outdoor band. It's always a little bit rowdy. Our kids spend so much time there. They go to the kitchen and get their own stuff, and the owners are fun. And
They've got pizza ovens there, and so there's all that going on.
Yeah, they're running through the vineyards. And then when my wife, Jessie, and I disappear, we go to Row 14 for a little bit more of a, quieter ambiance and just a long reading experience. But the Tree to Me, which is, reopened this year, is on Highway 3 towards...
Tree to Me.
Yeah, just north of Carameas, just a short drive. And they've got a great thing going on, too. So lots of fun... themed evenings with Mexican night and it's fun. So
there's a good vibe between all the wineries too. It seems like you would send people on to the next one and they would send them back to you, sort of thing that we would see. We would see that in Australia and New Zealand years ago, and that's happening here.
Absolutely. You touched on it. The Similkameen is an exciting place to make wine, and so our wines are in high demand, and so that there's a no stress, no competitive nature. We're all having a go at it. Yeah, this collaboration and an amicable nature between wineries kind of helps move the visitor experience forward as well.
I want to get to the wines. But what's the one magical thing for you in the Similkameen? What is it about this place that's going to make it more special as time goes on?
For wine, like specifically from viticulture perspective, I think just these really stony slopes is something that really has me excited.
Yeah.
They're challenging sites to grow, and we take extreme pride in chiseling our vineyards into dramatic landscapes, but the result is really exciting.
So. Okay, let's get to the wine. You brought two wines today. You brought one of my favorite rosés. I probably have about five now that I just are go-to, and really, I haven't really been able to find any others anywhere else in the world that are any better than these wines.
Oh, great.
Let's talk about Oracle. Who named that wine?
So my mother-in-law did.
Oh, wow. Yeah, one for the mother-in-law.
That's right.
Wow.
Quick story is she fronted us when Jess and I first started the wine. Winery, 10 years back now.
Okay.
She fronted us a bit of her grape to in condition that she could name it. And so so those were the terms that we had, and it's stuck, and it's a beautiful name.
It is.
And it's evolved to be, a very exciting wine. This is a blend of Pinot Noir and Syrah, so 75 Pinot Noir, 25 Syrah. We tweak the dial a little bit every fall, just trying to get a little bit more texture and creamy development, if you will. So some neutral barrel impact around 8-10% kind of brings a little bit of this lazy undertone. But it's all about texture and fruit. Like you'd noted before, the nose is big. It's very floral and very pretty. And altogether has been a very exciting wine and is a hot seller this time of year.
So, yeah. And if you had to choose one thing, I know there's many you could do. What would you serve with this wine?
Oh, I don't. Sometimes food distracts me from a good wine.
Okay, that's it. We'll leave it at that. Way to go. Okay, let's talk about Cabernet Franc, because this is a Cabernet Franc is not only having a moment. I think it's going to have a big time in BC, but it's certainly taken off.
Yeah. So we were just touching a bit earlier on the challenging growing situations in this last winter, and we have an opportunity to kind of double down on the varietals that just really love being here. Mm-hmm. And without being flexed and forced, we find great growing environments for Cabernet Franc. It has an intensity as a wine. It's very robust. It handles the heat and is just a pleasure to grow, to be honest. From a viticultural perspective, Cabernet Franc is my favorite to grow. It also makes a great wine, so here's a win-win for me. Cabernet Franc is finding its stride big time in BC, and I would certainly say in the Similkameen. It's this is a pretty larger structured wines for sure. So it's 18 months in French oak, and we do a lot of different things to make this a concentrated beauty, if you will. But I think the
as a big wine,
letting it kind of express itself through our growing programs is probably, I don't know, less is more in the winery for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we know that all of these wines are available at the winery. That's a good start. What else is happening at the winery?
Well, right now we're excited to be, of course, getting our tasting room up and running. So we're 7 days a week starting this, starting today. I'm getting the wink from the corner here. So starting today, we're 7 days a week for till late October. And so that's kind of weather pending. And and we're just excited to share, of course, all of these wines. We've got an exciting portfolio of wines well beyond what I've got here with you today. And it's just great to share this experience on site with people and really just kind of sing the Semil Kamin song and share all the hard work and our passion for wine, of course, a lot.
Okay. Well, I just, that wine has been lingering for a while with me. I was trying to figure out about whether your guest house was available or not. Is it available for rent or?
It is, yeah. So it's also through our website.
The Sunshot Guest House.
Sunshot Guest House, yeah. So it's situated on one of these really steep alluvial fans that we farm. And it's a great rancher guest suite experience for people. So it's super cozy for a family.
You can tell them where to go everywhere around the Semil Kamin. You can give anybody who stays there pointers on.
If you just show up, you will certainly be led from one stop to the next. And
if they want to take your kids down to the river, you're all in on that, right?
But they have to feed them too, so they can't bring them home hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie, it's great to catch up with you. I know that there's some challenging times ahead, but you know, this happens everywhere around the world and people have survived it all. And I'm sure we'll come out the other end stronger and smarter. Yeah. I would guess.
We have the team for the job, so we're up for the challenge.
Yeah.
We're into this.
Charlie, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. Real pleasure to talk to you.
Great being here.
Get back to work.
I am.
we're coming to you live from Orofino Vineyards. Up next, Bradley Makepeace. He's the winemaker at Hugging Tree Winery, joins us. This is BC Food and Wine Radio, and I'm Anthony Gismondi.
There's more to come from our Semil Kamin Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards. Presented in part by Clippers Organic Acres. Online at clippersorganics.com.
Penticton, a perfect place for outdoor adventures this summer. After a day full of activities, stop in for a visit to one of the almost 100 area wineries. Bask in the beautiful South Okanagan sunshine with a summer wine tasting and find your new favorite wine. Dine in world-class locally sourced restaurants and enjoy patio season too. It's the perfect destination for a relaxing summer getaway. Before you go, make sure to check for information on wine tours, winery events, and help in planning your trip online at visitpenticton.com.
Hello, this is Anthony Gismondi, and you're listening to our Grape Escape from Orofino Vineyards in the heart of the Semil Kamin Valley. While on location, we enjoyed the spacious accommodations at Clippers Guest Suites in Causton, BC. You will feel at home in any of the orchard suites, each with its entrance, three bedrooms, a well-equipped kitchen, free Wi-Fi, and parking. The units are all part of Clippers Organics Acres that features Row 14 Restaurant at Clippers, Untangled Craft Cider, and Clippers' new Marketplace and Cafe. That's where our team loaded up on a basket of fresh produce and preserves from the farm. You'll also find an array of local cheeses, fresh flowers, and sustainably sourced snacks. Additionally, the marketplace offers a full-service coffee and smoothie bar, breakfast and lunch items, a grocery section, and local wares featuring the community's best artisans. Enjoy BC's incredible food and wine culture while staying at Clippers Organic Acres. For more information on the guest suites and the Clippers Organic Story, visit clippersorganics.com.
Clos du Soleil makes wines that speak of the Semil Kamin soil where their grapes are grown and the souls of the people who call this valley their home. Winemaker Michael Clark and his team specialize in wines that blend Bordeaux grape varieties with their unique mountainous terroir. The result is wines that are elegant, ageable, and authentic. Clos du Soleil, wild places, soulful wines. Available at closdusoleil.ca and fine restaurants and wine stores near you.
It's time to think turkey. Your BC turkey farmers work hard all year to bring high-quality products to your table. Whether it's a weeknight dinner or special occasion, turkey is always a delicious source of lean protein, and you can't forget the leftovers. With a great meat-to-bone ratio, you get a great value and multiple meals. So the next time you're wondering what to serve, think turkey. Find recipes, info, and more at bc.canadianturkey.ca.
This is BC Food and Wine Radio. On location from our Semil Kamin Valley Grape Escape at Orofino Vineyards.
Here again is Anthony Gismondi.
Hello, BC, and thanks for listening wherever you are across the British Columbia BC Food and Wine Radio Network. And we're coming to you today from Orofino Vineyards. It's our Similkameen Valley Grape Escape, and our guest is Bradley Makepeace. He's the winemaker at Hugging Tree Winery. Bradley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you here. You just disgorged a wine for us in the sink. I loved it.
Yeah, that was my first time actually disgorging.
That is so great. Well, let me tell you, I just stuck my nose in that wine, and it, you know, for the 40 years I've been here, not a lot of sparkling wine smells like that. It's really lovely.
Yeah, the 3-year Surly really does. Yeah. Add a lot.
We're jumping ahead, though. Let's back up a little bit. Let's tell people about Hugging Tree, where you are, and how you got started.
Well, both my parents were RCMP officers, and after my
that's a tough go.
it's they were really nice people. So if they were not nice, it would have accentuated that they were police officers, but they were really lovely people. But my dad knew that he wanted to use his words, heal his soul after doing that job. So he knew he wanted to grow something. So he bought an organic orchard, and his three adult children came back to help process the land and put in vineyard.
Yeah. So he was doing orchards, and then what, you made a decision to make wine too, or was he...
He knew he wanted to be in wine. Just the existing property they bought had an organic orchard on it,
right.
And that income helped supplement putting in the vineyard for sure.
And so, is everybody involved in the business today?
Yes, we are very family owned and operated. My dad does the viticulture. I help him. He helps me in the winery when I need an extra set of hands.
Yeah.
My sister still works for me a couple days in the tasting room. She's got a great palate. I bring my blends by her.
Okay. So what's the ethos at Hugging Tree? What are you growing, and what's sort of the direction of the winery?
Well, we're kind of known for our bigger reds. We do the Bordeaux varietals. I do a Cab Sauv dominant Meritage blend with no Merlot in it.
Right. That's big.
Yeah. We have Syrah planted. Because we sold the original property and moved, we're waiting for this new vineyard to come online.
Okay, big reds, and then you brought this incredible Blanc de Blanc that we just opened. So let's start with that.
Yeah.
So this has been 3 years on the lease.
Yep.
That's a long time.
It took a lot of patience. My dad built the riddling racks. I hand-riddled it myself.
Wow.
How
often would you riddle, folks, when you spin the bottle and you agitate the lees inside the bottle? How often do you have to do that?
It depends on your life. When, you know, family business, you got to wear a lot of hats, and I got little ones running around. So if I got in there twice a day just to get that extra contact.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, but because this was a small amount, I could go in and do them all in like 15 minutes.
Right.
And then, you know, some days I wouldn't get in there because, you know.
Yeah, life gets in the way.
Yeah, life happens.
Well, you got to teach those little guys how to spin them.
My son's interested. He likes being at the winery.
I remember the first meeting Riddlers in Champaign, and they were the highest paid people in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they all had wrist problems and elbow problems, and because they'd been rotating bottles their whole life, you know, down in the cellars. It was a really specific group of people.
Yeah.
But it is a great job. So this is 100% Chardonnay?
Yep.
And you're going to, it's almost, to me, it's done. Will you release it soon, or?
I'm going to release it on Canada Day.
Okay.
July 1st, which I'm really excited about. And so it's being disgorged in the third week in June.
Yeah. Does it have a name, or is it the Hugging Tree Blanc de Blanc?
Yeah,
or?
It's just Blanc de Blanc.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. And it's not a lot, though, I guess, the first
The first one out. Is not. I just wanted to, you know, I'm playing with my parents' capital, so I don't like to take too big of experiments and not know what I'm doing. So,
well, you know, you got the tiny bubbles. That's the best start of all, because that gives you that. It helps with the creamy texture. You know, it just lifts it just enough, and then the flavors are Chardonnay and almonds and a little bit of hazelnut. All that, all the good stuff is in there. I would suggest that this would probably be a lovely wine for the next 5 to 7 years at least.
Yeah,
for people who have a cellar.
It is a small lot, so I don't expect it'll last too long.
Yeah. Okay, so next up we have the 2022. This is the Riverbank Vineyard.
Yeah.
Great name. I love it.
Yes, lovely people down at Riverbank. So when we were moving from one vineyard to the next, we needed grapes to sustain us, and lovely family, the Johnstons at Riverbank. But Pinot Gris was the challenge. I'm not really excited about Pinot Gris.
Well, you should be.
I just find it for my palate, it's really one-dimensional. So I'm really happy with the way this
came out. It doesn't look one-dimensional. And it even has a hint of color to it as well.
Yeah, three-day skin contact.
Yeah. Well, let's have a look at that. It looks very interesting to me.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. There's not a green apple note in sight.
So. Okay, there you go. See? And I was going to say that, you know, there's millions of Pinot Grigio from Italy, and I bet this wine is already better than most of those millions. So there's not that many people that are making really interesting Pinot Gris. So.
Yeah, that was what I wanted to do. So I did lots of lees stirring, and I even added a little of the Chardonnay lees from the Blanc de Blanc just to fatten up that body. And
that's delicious, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a nice touch, I can tell, just by tasting these two wines. Very gentle.
I appreciate your flattery.
No, it's really impressive. Is this out now, the 2022? Or?
It's actually being released tomorrow.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's talk about getting to Hugging Tree and visiting. What can people do there? Is it open every day, or how does it work?
We're open Thursday to Monday, 11 to 5.
Thursday to Monday, 11 to 5. And do you need a reso or anything, or you just drop by?
It's recommended, but, you know,
we
take walk-ins, too. It just depends on the day. You know, when the kids get out of school, it gets a lot busier. Mm-hmm. So a recommendation for a reservation
helps. Do people get to meet you when they're there?
I'm there often, you know.
That's great. It's nice to get feedback from people while they're tasting, too, you know, if you're making the wine.
Yeah, I mean, I love interacting with people and talking about the wines, and I like that in this valley you can still know owners and winemakers when you visit through here.
Yeah. So the tastings are $10 to $20, and are you giving people a regal glass or something, or?
They can. You know what? I waive the tasting fee if any wine's bought, and you know what? It's been a long time.
You look like the kind of guy that would waive a tasting fee to me. That's so great.
Well, I mean, if they're buying wine, I'm not interested in in grabbing a tasting fee, but that's just my personal preference. Yeah. Everyone's different.
So moving forward, what would be the future plans at Hugging Tree? You got vines coming in, and
yeah, we got Syrah planted up at on my property that I'm really excited about. It's a really rock oven up there, really really hot, and I expect some nice pepper notes coming off of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
Syrah, Pinot Gris, sparkling wine.
Yep, and the Bordeaux blends.
And the Bordeaux blends
with a lot of, like, my Bordeaux blend has like 13%. Malbec, 11% Petit Verdot, and no Merlot, so lots of Cab Sauv, so it's really smooth.
These wines are very impressive. I'm going to tell people to get over there immediately and start tasting these wines. Can they buy them online as well?
They can.
Okay.
info@huggingtreewinery.com.
Right on. Our guest has been Bradley Makepeace. He's the winemaker at Hugging Tree Winery. And we have to go, folks. We're wrapped up here in our stay in the Similkameen. Special thanks to our hosts here at Orofino Vineyards and our production team back in Vancouver and here traveling with us on the road. I'm Anthony Gismondi, and for all of us at the show, thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week across the BC Food and Wine Radio Network.
That's it for today's show. On location at Orofino Vineyards. Presented in part by Clippers Organic Acres. Online at clippersorganics.com.